Vaishnavi, talk about what made you so interested in the subject of science itself.
Personally, I've always loved scientists. Both my parents are scientists. We live in Delaware, of course, and we see these huge factories with these huge plumes of toxic chemicals, and even though you don't know what they are, you know they're bad. So I just one day asked my dad, what are these? And he gave me a huge lecture about CFCs and the ozone. And the ozone layer depletion is really what catalyzed me to read up about the environment and read up on environmental legislation. And so because we only have one Earth, and it's not a partisan issue, we all share the same Earth. So that's what got me interested in science, specifically environmental science, just the carelessness that we all seem to be having with our Earth and the throwaway society mentality that we seem to have adopted. And also, more recently, the lack of evidence-based policy, which is one of the tenets of the March for Science. Science is not disputable. Yes, there are changes in theories and all of that, but you can't dispute facts. And so that just, I think, rejuvenated the American people about the importance of science and adhering to science and believing and aligning yourself with science.
And Dunya, tell me about what sparked your interest in science as well.
So for a long period of time, I've always wanted to become a neurologist, and I've always been interested in the science field. But after the new federal administration's policies regarding the environment, such as the Dakota Access Pipelines construction, and with the EPA budget cuts, it kind of got to me that our environment, it might be in peril because after all of these years, we haven't really paid attention to how much these things actually matter to protecting our environment. And basically, without science, we cannot necessarily live on the planet. We cannot progress in the world because how are we going to take care of our health? How are we going to keep our water clean and make sure that our water won't be contaminated in the future? How are we going to do this and that? And so science is the foundation of basically all of us. We need to keep our environment clean. We need to make sure that our science professionals are kept in the highest conditions. So that's why I've always had a sparked interest in science, and the federal administration kind of, they woken up some kind of spirit inside of me, and it made me more active in the whole science field.
And Anne, for you as well, talk about your interest in science.
One of the things that's important to me is for people to realize how much science touches every single bit of their day. You know, when you look around, I mean, you get in a car and you drive. Well, the car, there's a lot of science in a car, right? There's how the engineering of how the wheels turn, there's the chemistry of how the fuel works and the oil. Just anything that you do during the day is related to science. And so if you're basing what you're going to do next, what you're going to develop next, you want to base it on fact, and science is involved in it.
Vaishnavi, the fact that you two are organizing the march as high school students, what are some of the things that you've learned in your classes that have made you more passionate about science?
Well, this year, I think, very fortuitous, but I finally got into the environmental science class because it's a new class and scheduling was a huge ordeal. But before, I think science is really stressed, and I think people often talk about the drawbacks of having a STEM-oriented education. It's great for the length of our humanity and all of that. People talk about the drawbacks of it, but I think the STEM orientation, especially in our school and the school I used to go to before high school, really aided me in seeing the importance of science. And like Anne was saying, science is literally in every aspect of our life. There isn't a part of our lives that aren't impacted by science. But I think with, like Dunya was saying, with the new kind of society we're living in, that in conflation with the STEM orientation really helped me, at least personally, be invested in science. And also the fact that we're teenagers and we're with, like, all of our peers are more opinionated now than they were maybe 2 years ago. They care about things. Being open to such different viewpoints and so many of them and the intensity of them really helped me invest myself in science and really made me more aware of how science is part of literally every facet of our lives.
And Dunya, same question.
I have a feminist club in school for women's rights, and this all kind of ties back into science because all of my teachers throughout the past years, they have told our classes that there needs to be a rise in women in science. And because of this, I geared my thoughts towards becoming this kind of doctor in the future to go down that path that not many take. So with all my teachers' input in terms of telling us about how people are needed in the science field in order to make our society better, in order to make the society progress in the future,
Can all three of you, starting with Vaishnavi and going to Dunya and then going to Anne, tell me how this march really came together?
So initially, like as the founder of the Environmental Club, I felt with the new membership we had because of the new political climate, it would be a great idea to utilize that manpower to make a change, because the club is all about the science, environmental science, but also environmental advocacy and consciousness. So I thought a rally would be a really good encouragement and motivation for the members of the club to see we can make a change, and making that change regarding the environment will literally change the world. So I reached out, like I said, the teacher we talked about, Miss Lunsford, and she told me that Dunya was already thinking about a march for science.
Yeah, so basically I'm the co-president for our feminist club at our high school, and after the election I started becoming very active, and therefore I created my own civil rights group called the Huddle for Justice. We meet every month and we discuss issues that need fixing in terms of the policies that have been enacted that we deem full of injustice. Our last meeting, a couple months ago, we discussed creating the March for Science, because that's coming up nationally, and we said we need to advocate for science as well in our own community, in our own state. We need to take that stand. Therefore, my leaders and I for the Huddle for Justice, we decided we're going to take action, and our advisor, Ms. Tammy Lunsford for our feminist club, she led me to Vaishnavi, who was also planning on doing it as well, so we decided to collaborate together and promote our love for science in terms of creating a March for Science. And then
what happened? Unitarian Universalists have a history of working to create positive change in people and in our world, and we were looking at doing this with the Science March. I've never met a Unitarian Universalist who doesn't love science and the Earth. So what we thought was, well, okay, let's get organized, and maybe since we managed to kind of pull off hosting the Women's March, let's kind of do this, but we wanted, again, to put a spin on it for families and stuff. The social justice group said, okay, well, let's get going, we'll do this march, and I went to register to do the march, and then I got an email back that someone had already registered, and these two lovely ladies had already taken the lead on this, and so we decided that instead of just doing a separate march, which wouldn't make sense at all, that we would instead support them by offering them the space, by offering them help with logistics like getting the permit and things like that, and so that's how we came together to work together.
Vaishnavi, why does science matter in Delaware?
There's so many common myths that go around that have now become faux facts about climate change, about pipelines, about all this just nonsense. And the fact is, science is fact. And so it's really important for us to remind ourselves that science is not partisan. And there isn't, that you can disagree or agree, but science is a fact.
It's not an opinionated issue, to be honest, because it's a fact. Climate change is real.
Yeah, like 97% of the world's scientists say climate change is happening right now. It's not only happening, it is slowly killing us. So again, that evidence-based policy aspect is really important for this march to remind not just us, like we were talking about before, but also those who are supposed to be representing us, that we align ourselves with science, America aligns ourselves with science, and that not believing in climate change is not an okay thing for the highest power to be able to say. It's not an okay thing for government officials be saying. Pipelines that will probably leak, that's not an okay thing to approve. These, and like these rollbacks, executive order, like in my opinion, it's a travesty, and it highlights the concern that those in power might not be representing us, and that our best interests aren't their best interests, which is an issue. But again, this idea of science being nonpartisan is just a theme we keep revisiting, because I feel like if we remind everyone, this is our Earth. Our Earth is not Republican, our Earth is not Democratic, we'll be able to make that change we want and progress together and at least try to unify our country, at least in terms of science, if not other things.
Anne, why does science matter?
One of the things with the global climate change, for instance, I don't think there's debate that it's happening. I think that the debate should be about what are we going to do about it? How are we going to handle it? Delaware we have a seashore, we have ports. If the oceans rise, that affects us. We're going to need to budget for changes for that. If we just decide that, oh no, it's not happening, and we're just not going to think about it, well, that's not a good plan.
Just again about it being a real Delawarean issue, we have huge factories all throughout the state. And we, like I said, my 8-year-old self could see these huge plumes and say, hey, there's something wrong with that. Maybe we should fix it. And I think with a huge a huge positive of the march, and like I said, the silver lining of the whole volatility of the political atmosphere is that now we're not just seeing it, but we're thinking of ways to progress, and science is so crucial. That's the mode of fixing, of innovation. And these issues, if we just push them aside and pretend they don't, they aren't happening, that's a huge tragedy of the commons issue. We don't want Delaware to become the state, the commons. We don't want Delaware to become that. I want my children to know what a glacier is. That's a concern for me. It shouldn't be a concern for me, but it is, especially living in Delaware. I don't want my children, my future children and grandchildren, to be scared of going to the beach. That's a current issue. It shouldn't be an issue, but it is. And those are the kind of things that the march is trying to target. And science is the facet for innovation, for improving. And that's why it's really important to have this march.